It all happened, Lipton summed up, because Shifty saw a tree almost a mile away that hadn't been there the day before. The German 88 battery had been going into place as part of a renewed pressure the Germans were putting on Bastogne. Having failed in their original plan to get across the Meuse River, the Germans needed Bastogne and its road net to hold their position in the Bulge and to be prepared for withdrawal. They launched furious attacks against the narrow corridor leading into the town from the south and increased the pressure all around. By the end of the year, 8 German divisions, including 3 SS Panzer divisions, were fighting in the Bastogne area. Patton's Third Army was attacking north toward Bastogne. U.S. First Army, under General Courtney Hodges, who was under Monty at this time, was scheduled to begin an attack south sometime soon. If they linked up in time, they would cut off the Germans in the Bulge salient. If the Germans could stop Patton's thrust and take Bastogne, they would have the road net that would enable them to escape. That was the situation on New Year's Eve. At midnight, to celebrate the coming of the year of victory and to demonstrate how much things had changed in Bastogne in the past few days, every gun in Bastogne and every mortar piece on the MLR joined in a serenade of high explosives hurled at the Germans. Corporal Gordon, along with more than a dozen other wounded easy men, was evacuated to the rear. Another 7 men from the company lay buried in shallow graves in the woods. Easy had put 121 officers and men on the trucks back to Moumelon 12 days earlier. Its fighting strength was down to less than 100. Gordon was taken by ambulance to Sedan, then flown to England and on to a hospital in Wales. He was heavily sedated, paralyzed, hallucinating. He was placed in a plaster cast from waist to the top of his head. Only his face was left unplastered. But the cast that kept him immobile also prevented treatment of the wounds made by the bullet entering and exiting his back. So it was removed and replaced by the device known as the Crutchfield tongs. The apparatus was applied by boring 2 holes in the crown of his head, then inserting steel tongs into the holes and clamping them into place. A line attached through pulleys provided traction while preventing any movement without the need for a cast. He stayed in that position, flat on his back, gazing up at the ceiling for 6 weeks. Slowly he began to have some feeling in his extremities. The doctor, Major M.L. Stadium, told him that had the bullet varied 1/2 inch in one direction,